Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas presented no new offer for a Gaza hostage deal in talks in Cairo this weekend, and Israel would not agree to its current demands. Netanyahu said, "I insist that Hamas should abandon its delusional demands, and when it does, we will be able to move forward." Diplomacy is focused not just on halting the war and securing the hostages' release, but also on preventing the conflict from spreading across the region. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The families of Israelis held in hostage in Gaza, as well as some former captives, have visited the International Criminal Court in The Hague, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
They're there to urge prosecutors to charge and seek the arrest of leaders of Hamas. It's the latest step in efforts by Israelis to seek justice for victims of the October 7th attack on southern Israel. Their visit comes a day after officials said that negotiations between Israel and Hamas are making progress towards another ceasefire and hostage release deal. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan is already investigating alleged crimes committed by both sides in the conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
A former general linked to past human rights abuses has claimed victory in Indonesia's presidential election. The result would raise questions about the commitment to democratic values in the sprawling island nation that is the world's third largest democracy. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto presented himself as an heir to immensely popular sitting President Joko Widodo, whose son was his running mate. There was no declaration by election officials. The two former provincial governors who also competed in the balloting did not concede defeat. This is VOA